You know, we've got a climate right now where we have a chief information officer, a chief data officer, a chief technology officer, a chief analytics officer, a chief digital officer, and now they've added the chief AI officer. And even though the functions are fairly clear, the challenge that we're having is, where's the division of labor? Where does one role start and stop and the next starts and stops? Because they all fundamentally have a dependency on infrastructure. They all fundamentally have a dependency on data. They all fundamentally have a difference on aggregating and putting together information so that they can create products and capabilities, but without the clarity of who owns what. And in some of my roles, you know, I've had to lean on the chief information officer for all infrastructure needs, and others I've owned it end to end. And the challenge becomes is the company or the enterprise never really defines it for you. You have to define it once you come in, but now you're trying to figure out what your job is with your peers as their jobs may evolve and change. And no one, of course, wants to give up headcount and no one wants to give up scope. It gets really, really tumultuous. So in comes a chief AI officer. And this is what I experienced earlier on. Well, what are they really responsible for? If it's strategy, no problem. If it's identifying use cases, no problem. But you're going to have a full-blown C-suite member be only responsible for strategy and requirements and not responsible for the execution of it. Well, that doesn't make sense. But now you insert execution, but there's a fundamental dependency on data. Well, so then do you rely on the chief data officer? Well, you have a dependency on infrastructure. Do you rely on the chief information officer? So now the execution becomes extremely laborious and complicated and complex, because now you've got to collaborate with your peers that technically own, and I'm putting in air quotes, certain pieces of the equation that you are responsible for the outcome. So you have the responsibility, but you don't necessarily have 100% authority. And in comes the same demise or fate as the chief data officer.